Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With the Yankees nearly blowing a 10-1 lead, with the Mets looking like the team that we've expected them to be for a while, never knowing what's going to happen moving forward, finally listening to something that we've talked about for weeks with piggybacking Holmes and Sean Manaea in their rotation. My God, the inconsistencies. Like, BT and I talked about this, and BT is out. He's sick today. More on that in a little bit. But BT and I have talked about this for months about how this is maddening, watching each of these two teams throughout the course of this year play baseball in what otherwise is deemed a meaningless regular season with the way the landscape of the sport has changed. But come on, what are we doing? Am I supposed to now, from a Mets perspective, be all excited because they've had two wins in a row? One good performance last night, one encouraging performance last night, even the win on Sunday. Not really a big deal. They played poorly in that game, allowing a lot, the Alonso walk-off winner finally letting them to end the losing streak there. But I can't allow myself to truly get behind them just because they've won two games in a row, because I know that at any moment it could go the other way. Same thing with the Yankees. You want to get full into the Yankees and say, all right, well, the division may be lost, but still the Yankees are world beaters, and look at the offense. Here we go, back on track against the Twins. And they allow a game that should have been a snooze fest, 10-1, put it in your back pocket, go to sleep, go party, go get them the next day and try to win 2 out of 3 in Minnesota. They let that game get out of control to a point where, as Boone just said, you have to exhale. So these two teams, nothing in the final 12 games, 12 for the Yankees, 11 for the Mets, nothing in the final 2 weeks of the season is going to change how I feel about either of these teams big picture. However, aside from these teams driving us crazy, making us nuts all year long, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the happiness, the sadness, the anger, the frustration, the joy, all of it. It's I'm tired of it. I can't deal with it. I need consistency. If you're going to suck, suck. At least I can embrace it and accept it and understand it. If you're going to be good, be good. But they up and down. Good, suck, good, suck, great, suck, awful, good, suck. Like, it's all over the place. But with all that being said and all the frustrations that we've dealt with throughout the course of this long, long regular Major League Baseball season, in the end, and this is something that we've alluded to for a while as well, in the end, no matter what happened last night or what happens tonight or the next day, if they both get into the postseason, we know the Yankees will be there, and it seems likely for the Mets. I mean, it's felt that way for a while, although I would say that the Diamondbacks are a more legit threat than either the Giants or the Reds. And the only reason why people aren't taking them more seriously is because of their schedule, which really shouldn't mean anything because the Dodgers aren't what they were. The Phillies have already clinched the NL East. I know they're going to try to go out there and get the home field throughout, whatever it may be. Still, if not for their daunting schedule, and it is daunting on paper, the Diamondbacks, they would be more legit. They have the pedigree. They're coming after the Mets here. This is going to be a more legit race than it would be from the Reds or the Giants' perspective. Anyway, both teams still, even with blowing the divisions, even with the maddening inconsistencies and the frustrations all year long, both teams still can go out there and win the World Series. And saying that is not a crazy thought. Like, you could disagree with it. BT could disagree with it. I could have my theory on whether one would win it or will win it or whatever. The reality is both teams can still go out there and not only get to a World Series, win a World Series. And I would say that have as good a chance as anybody in the field in the National League or the American League. Because we've learned how the regular season doesn't mean much. It doesn't mean that you would bet them the odds-on favorites. They're obviously not going to be the odds-on favorites. They're certainly not the Mets. The Yankees might be in the American League, even with not winning the division. I don't know. I haven't checked the latest odds. But the expectations coming into the season were that these two teams could legitimately contend to win a World Series. And throughout the course of the year, the maddening year, we have lost sight of those expectations at times. Beginning June 13th, oh my God, Subway Series, here we come. Since then, what the hell's going on? These teams stink. Fire this guy, fire that guy, trade this guy. He's no good. Bench him, send him down. That's been the talk for the majority of the last couple of years with both, the last couple of months, with both these teams. But in the end, and we're nearing the end, mercifully, you know, baseball's got to change the format and all that. So that's a whole nother conversation that we can have if you'd like. I'm here all day. But in the end, the goal still is attainable for each of these teams. So while you get worked up about Schlittler not having a good start, or while you have concerns about the Yankees bullpen, and while you get worked up about the inconsistencies of the Mets offense or their bullpen or their starting rotation, however it is that you want, whatever it is that's bothering you about that team, the goals of winning a World Series still at this point very much in play and attainable. And in the end, isn't that all you could ask for? Like, just get us to October with a chance. You could say it's unlikely. I could fight back and say it actually is very likely. Like, make a case against the Yankees in the American League. We know their flaws. We all know their flaws. We've gone over it a million times over. But really, make it a strong case. Look at everybody else. They're all flawed, too. I firmly believe, and I thought the Yankees were going to win the division. Obviously, that doesn't look like that's going to be the case at this point. I firmly believe they're better than Toronto. And if I think they're better than Toronto, I mean, who's better in the American League? Well, I'm scared of the Mariners. I mean, they could be dangerous in a short series. Anybody could in the best of three or best of five. Yeah, of course, anybody could be dangerous. But would I take those teams, my life on the line over the Yankees? I would not. I'd take the Yankees. Even with all their flaws, I'm taking the Yankees. And then go to the National League. And okay, yeah, the Phillies are great. 91 wins and counting. The Brewers have played incredible baseball. And the last time they played the Mets, they mopped the floor with them. Made them look silly. Do you really trust the Milwaukee Brewers in the postseason? Based on what exactly? Every postseason, they fail. They have good regular seasons. Get to the playoffs, they fail. Doesn't mean that they're going to again, but how can you trust them? The Phillies, they were far better than the Mets a year ago. And what happened? The Mets bounced them in four games. So you're going to tell me that the Mets can't beat the Phillies? Yeah, I mean, the Mets themselves believe they can. And that's half the battle. Mets may think that they're better than they are. That could be a good thing. Even the big, bad, high and mighty Dodgers, the unbeatable Dodgers, and their robust 84 wins blowing games left and right with their bullpen. They scare you? How about the Padres? We just saw Michael King get his you-know-what lit up by the Mets lineup last night. Tanner Roark'd. You know what I'm talking about, Keith? You remember that one off. Come on. We all do. I'm not worried about those teams. I'm more worried about the teams here, meaning that if the Yankees don't play their best brand of baseball, they're going to go home. If they do play their best or close to their best, they're going to go to the World Series. And I think you could say the same thing about the Mets, because what the Mets lack now, and the bigger issue of all of this is just the Mets making sure that they get there. But what the Mets lack is something that is going to be negated to a certain extent come postseason. You saw a little bit of that last night with the piggybacking. So the point is, after this, like, I actually got to a point, I personally, and I know that I'm not alone, but I personally can't take it anymore. I can't take the emotions of watching either of these two teams down the stretch. Just get me there. get me there. We already know what's going on with the division. Get us to the postseason so where we can really now nestle in and see what each of these teams are made of. There's no more evaluating them in the regular season. We know what they've been in the regular season, and even more importantly, we know it doesn't matter. You want to go back to last year's teams and reference that in the playoffs? You could. I know they're each different ball clubs for different reasons, but it doesn't mean that they can't have similar success to what happened a year ago. It also doesn't mean that they can't get bounced in the first round, which is what makes it so crazy. But until the main goal of getting to and winning a World Series is no longer attainable, we really have no choice but to sit back and let it play out. It's either that or go nuts every single night investing in these teams where you know it's really not worth the investment because it doesn't matter. Think about the 8-game losing streak with the Mets. Anybody watching would think the same thing, aside from the math and the play. You'd be like, this team stinks. They're dead. How do you lose 8 in a row going to trying to make the playoffs? And now they win 2 in a row, and it's, we're back up. Here we go. Look out. The Mets can be dangerous. Yankees, same thing. Oh, they go through a great stretch against tough opponents, something that people wanted to see them prove themselves. Take 2 out of 3 from Toronto. They did it. Houston, they did it. Boston, they did it. All right, now go get fat off of the Twinkies, and they get spanked by the Twins. All right, well, now they're back, and they're crushing the Twins, and then it's a 10-9 game. Like, neither of these teams are perfect. Nobody else is either. And in baseball's format, once you get there, it's not just anything's possible. These two teams each have pieces in place that you can make a legitimate argument for each team succeeding in the postseason. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't just sit here and be like, oh, the Mets are back after an 8-2 win, whatever it is, crushing the Padres last night right out of the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gate. You got to win series. You got to win games. And I do think that the Mets are actually going to have to earn their way in. Yesterday, we were talking about potentially 6-6. Well, if Arizona continues to play the brand of baseball that they're playing and they've won 4 straight, and I do believe that they're more legit than the Giants and Reds, then it's going to be the Mets are going to have to earn their way in. Not, well, you take a game against the Pods and take a game again, or 2 against the Nats and maybe win 2 of the final 6. No, they're going to, like, maybe they do have to finish that stretch of 12-7-5, or now it would be 7-4 along the way. Marcelo is calling from Miami to get things started. What's up, Marcelo?
How you doing, Sal? I feel exactly the way you do when it comes to the Mets, but I must say, with these last 3 games, I'm feeling a little more positive than I have been throughout the season.
Oh, 2 games. Because, it's not even 3. It's 2.
Yeah, but I'm also counting Petey's walk-off.
Yeah, that was Sunday. That's 1. Yesterday was 2. They were off on Monday.
That's right. Well, I don't know. I feel like the energy is coming in our favor, and seeing the team come together when Francisco Alvarez got hit by that pitch, I feel like the team's coming together, and we know that we got to stick together as a team. And I don't know if they're going to retaliate against any hitter tonight because of hitting Alvarez, but I feel like if we do see that, I don't know. I feel like the energy will be real good coming into the post.
I don't think you're going to see that, Marcelo. I thought the time to do that would have been last night, and thank you for the call if they felt the need to do it. Now's not the time to be messing around trying to retaliate. You got to go out there and win every game you possibly can, because what I was just saying about getting to the playoffs and anything's possible, if the Mets don't get there, then it's not possible. Like, they could be saying, and we could be thinking, hey, man, there's a lot about this team that can be dangerous or appealing once they get to the postseason. However, getting there is going to be their biggest hurdle. Like, there's no excuse. And Stearns alluded to this yesterday. He met the media and talked about it. There is no excuse. It's why I made my decision definitively. I don't care what happens the rest of the way. Outside of the Mets getting to or winning a World Series, I've made my decision on what I would do with the core of this team. And we could have those conversations in the offseason. Stearns may still be evaluating that, whatever. I can't trust this team. I don't know how anybody could. They have 78 wins. There's 11 games to go. That's not good enough. It's not good. Like, if the Mets won every game, it's still not a 90-win team. It's not good enough. Not, it wouldn't be good enough for me. And I bet that it's not going to be good enough for King Cohen or David Stearns. It's not good enough. So why did it happen? And that's what they need to figure out. However, in the moment, as long as they can figure out, as Stearns says, hey, our priority is not about worrying about that stuff now. We're trying to win every game we can of the remaining now 11 and see where we end up. And that should be the goal. Get to the damn playoffs, and then once you get in the playoffs, figure out how you're going to get through the postseason. Then you could evaluate bigger moves and changes so you don't find yourself in this spot again. This is an unacceptable spot to be in for the Mets. Don't lose sight of that, because they've won two games in a row and enjoyed an off day in between. You're right, the feel has changed. The feel has changed. It's still unacceptable that they're in this spot to begin with. And by the way, nothing is done yet. You know, all of a sudden they lose tonight, and that's what I'm like. We continue to have the same arguments. BT and I argued about it all the time. What if the Mets lose tonight and the Diamondbacks win? Then what? Then how's the feel? All of a sudden it's now, oh, we're on easy street. We're going to be great in the postseason. Nobody wants to see us. Now it's, uh-oh, clench spot, half-game lead. Larry's in Howard Beach. What's up, Larry?
What's going on, Sal? How are you, buddy? All right?
Good, Larry. How are you, my friend? What's up?
All right, no problem. I'm sort of like you, Sal. I'll be honest with you. I was watching a game last night with my two kids, and I'll make you laugh. We're winning 8-1, 8-2, whatever it was, and everything. And my daughter goes, me, Dad, what's up? You know, we're winning. Why don't you look so happy? It's just that, you know, everything you've seen from this team since, you know, the middle of June on and everything like that, you can't believe in this team. You know, I know they had to come from behind win on Sunday, and mm-hmm. then the nice win last night. But you know what? You know, I'll be honest with you. It's going to take me, I would say, if they sweep San Diego, maybe I'll start to, you know, be a believer again. Maybe they're on one of those streaks. But, you know, up until then, it's a day-by-day process with this team.
I think you nailed it, Larry. That's the exact feel. And thank you for the call. Now, last night was a refreshing win. Nothing to stress about, nothing to worry about. It was refreshing that they finally did what we wanted them to do for a while, piggybacking starters, because obviously they don't have guys that could go deep into games. That was their biggest issue, so why not try to combine them? They waited till now. It worked, obviously, to perfection last night, not to mention that the bats got it going against King, which just made everything a lot easier. But even with that refreshing, enjoy, you know, a game you could sit back and enjoy for a change, even with that, they still annoy you because it shouldn't have come to this. The win on Sunday was aggravating. It shouldn't have taken all that. It shouldn't have taken them to get to the, you know, Pete spot where you had to walk it off. They should have won that game before then. Saturday they should have won. They could have won a game or two in Philly. Like, they have so far disappointed or under-delivered the expectation this year that it's going to take a lot to get over that. Think about it. They get to the playoffs. Okay, everybody's going to be excited about the playoffs, but then what happens if they lose in the first round? Not good enough. Remember, keep the main goal intact. Even though we all watch this team and there aren't great reasons to truly believe they're a World Series caliber team, that still should be the goal. And if they get in, it is possible because they do have certain pieces in place. They're going to have to earn it. They've hurt us far too long. That's why you can't sit back and just be like, here we go, we're excited for the playoffs. If you're in Milwaukee, you're excited for the postseason. You're in Philadelphia, you're excited for the postseason. Other cities could be excited for the postseason. Chicago, even, and their 87 wins. Dodgers, whatever. Padres have been playing poorly, which is another reason why I said that I thought the Mets would make the postseason. I thought they would catch, a week ago, I thought they would catch the Padres for the second spot, which, by the way, if they sweep, maybe they can. But it's hard to enjoy it with the way that we've watched both these, even last night with the Yankees, a 10-1 game. You tell me Yankee fans enjoyed that 10-9 victory? A win's a win, you take it, but my God, it should never be that way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.